Welcome back to Giants.com. Training camp is just a couple days away. And now we're joined by Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo to help preview it. And coach, obviously you saw your guys a lot in the spring. What do you think you accomplished during your spring workouts that you can carry over to training camp?
Well, like most people in this league, you're trying to lay a foundation. There were some new pieces, so I think guys getting used to each other is important. Now, we were fortunate that we have a lot of the same guys back. And then just making sure we flush out last year, because you can't go backwards, and put our eyeballs on the goals that we have going forward, which had to be better than we were. And I think we need to do that and always focus on that.
Obviously, you have a very talented and veteran defense. Not a ton of starting spots really up for grabs per se, but there are two spots I want to ask you about. Yeah. The second defensive tackle spot next to Snacks Harrison and middle linebacker where B.J. Goodson's got a chance to go with the ones. What have you seen at those two spots from the players you'll be given an opportunity to compete there?
Well, we got the luxury of having a number of guys at the D-tackle spot. I mean, obviously, Dalvin, we brought in and drafted him for a reason, but Robert Thomas had a heck of a spring. Jay Bromley did. We got CB late. So all those guys will be in the mix. You know, you never play with two big guys throughout. They're always rolling them through. The other spot at Mike linebacker, I mean, BJ will kick this thing off and be there, and we'll let him roll with it, assuming that, you know, the rest of the other 10 guys can function well around him. He can get them to function well. We'll stick with it until something else changes. But I tell you what, I thought BJ did a nice job in the spring kind of running with that thing.
How about depth at some of these positions? I think we know who your top three corners are based off last year with DRC, Janoris Jenkins, and Eli Apple. But yeah, there seems to be a real fierce competition for the spots behind those three guys. Yeah. Anybody, what did you see from the guys in the spring? Anybody jump out? And what's the next step for these guys now that you're in training camp?
Well, Mike Hunter jumped out. I thought he had a heck of a spring. Antoine Blake got here and was new. He was a little slow early because it was taking a little while to get used to the, you know, the scheme and the volume of the scheme. Double D, our little man, gets in and out of there in nickel. And I thought he got dinged a little bit. He's got to find a way to stay healthy. But that's going to be an ongoing competition, and it should be. The fourth and fifth corner in this league now, really, really important.
Absolutely. And you also need a lot of guys in the defensive line. You like to rotate guys. We talked about defensive tackle. How much is the position versatility of some of the DNs on this team, how they can move inside and go to different spots? And how is that really going to determine whether or not some of these guys end up making this ball club?
I'll be huge. The more you can do, right? Guys that keep jobs in this league when they can do more. You know, the other guy that's in that mix besides Romeo and Avery, who we drafted, is Kennard. I mean, DK, thank God, he goes out there and plays sand linebacker and base, and then he basically is on the third or sub situation, a defensive end, and a guy that we can do, like you're talking about, move around and put him in different positions. The more we can do that, I think the more productive we can be as a defense, certainly on third down and passing downs.
And not very often can you bring a guy like Devin Taylor, who started a lot of games in this league few weeks into the spring, and he was showing up all during spring.
Yeah, he did. And again, it's hard to jump in the middle of training camp, middle of the season, middle of off season, because the rest of us are on step 4, 5, and 6, and they got to pick up all the other. But I thought Devin did a nice job, and if he can continue to do that, then that'll be a big plus for us.
Pad comes on, the hard work starts. Coach, we appreciate the time.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, John.
Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo right here on Giants.com.